You're listening to Dose of Depth podcast. I'm your host, Deborah Lukovich, and I invite you to be curious about your unique experience of being human. In this podcast, we'll explore the deeper meaning of ordinary life experiences through conversation, stories, and education. You might have a serious aha moment, or you might just be amused by the movie your life seems to be imitating, or you might just be entertained by one of my awkward stories. I'm hoping you'll become more aware of those moments when a deeper part of you is prompting you to see things differently and maybe even go a new direction. So let's get started. In this episode, I continue reading from my book, Your Soul is Talking. Are you listening? 5 Steps to Uncovering Your Hidden Purpose. Chapter 13 is about complexes, which simply are patterns of behavior and thinking that are rooted in our earliest childhood years. Simply is not how they manifest, however, and many patterns that were once neutral and helpful can suddenly become problematic. Because complexes get triggered or are unleashed during times of stress, disproportionate emotional reactions make it difficult to catch them before we say or do something we'll later regret. If we haven't identified our parental complexes, it means we're not looking out for them, and when we get swept up, a false sense of righteousness takes over. During these episodes, all one can hope for is a quick end to what later will be remembered as an embarrassing display of what seems like a shadow personality. I remember when I found my mother complex. It was a startling realization. My marriage had already begun to fall apart, and as much as I attempted to manage my stress, the doorway was open for unknown parts of me to demand attention. I became aware of the twinge of fear I felt when my phone rang, and I didn't recognize the number or when it was a client calling. I felt fear that I had done something wrong. It was irrational, but I couldn't not feel that twinge every time. I didn't like it at all, the feeling of being in trouble as if I was a child. So I went to a therapist who did some EMDR on me, and it worked, but only for a while. That's the thing about complexes. Until you explore what they want from you, they'll find a way to torture you. I had a client at the time who was quite sexist. In fact, a few of the men in the organization were sexist. They had this way of feeding off your intelligence and then undermining you at the same time. One day, I was sitting in my car when the client called. I don't remember the conversation, but I do remember hanging up, tilting my head, gazing upwards with eyebrows furrowed, and saying, "He's my mother." And then I laughed. I didn't know the meaning of it. I didn't know what to do with that insight except be annoyed. But now my mother complex had escaped from my shadow. I now had a mystery to solve, but it wasn't until I studied depth psychology that I knew how to explore this mysterious message from my unconscious. So let's get started. Chapter 13, Complexes. Our foundational patterns of thinking and behaving are established during childhood through our first relationships with parents or primary caregivers. In addition, other adults in authority positions or just any random adult can inflict trauma on a child using only a few words. That child may develop an approach to life that protects them and holds back their full expression as a human being. My mother complex continues to be a gold mine of insights. Some of the entrenched patterns of thinking and behaving that got me through childhood and into adulthood became strengths, and others eventually turned into weaknesses. As an independent adult, you have the power to retire dysfunctional patterns in favor of developing new ones. Along the way, you can find humor as you bring new form to an old story. Reflect and journal about your childhood, paying close attention to what you learned about life from your parents. A flood of memories might come to the surface. Write them down without judging yourself for how you feel about your parents or siblings, authority figures, and specific memories. Whatever emotions accompany the memories are significant. Your role right now is to be an observer of yourself, not a defensive lawyer or critical judge. Sharing my insights. As I began discovering my complexes, I decided to embrace them and even name them. My womb complex reflects the burden of validating my mother's self-worth as a parent. and helps me make sense of my need to have an escape route, whether in a movie theater, on a plane, or even in a classroom. Since my divorce, my body reminds me when I'm in the danger zone of overadapting to someone, flooding my body with the emotion of fear of being trapped. Once I uncovered my womb complex, I was also able to make sense of how I was seeking to re-experience the womb in a positive way. Cozy is what I call my tendency to prefer small groups, small homes, and forming relationships with bartenders in my regular hangouts. Before I knew anything about depth psychology, a question posed by Ianla Van Zandt in her book, In the Meantime, helped me explore my parental complexes. The question was simple. What did you learn about love from your parents? Finding the answer took time. I discovered that I had learned that love was conditional upon my mother feeling she was a good mother. Her sense of worth as a parent depended upon my behavior, and my misbehavior was internalized by her as failure in her role as mother. Exploring my parental complexes helped me make sense of how I was responding to life events. The more I understood my mother complex, my patterns of thinking and behaving that developed through my relationship with her, the more compassion I had for both of us. Understanding my mother complex helped me place it within an ancestral context too. Recognizing that my mother, and her grandmother lacked good male role models helped me make sense of how my mother treated my father and stepfather, which then helped me make sense of how I showed up in my own marriage in an almost opposite manner. You don't have to have experienced trauma in childhood to have complexes that eventually get in the way. You also don't need to be mad at your parents once you identify those patterns that aren't working for you anymore, only that you be curious about what you learned about life, yourself, and others during your childhood experience. I knew a woman in her late 20s who I think had genius-level intelligence, and I loved listening to whatever came out of her mouth. I could hardly keep up. She was quite expressive of her love for her family. Her brother had recently been seriously injured in a car crash, and his recovery was long. Her feeling of gratitude for her family and for life seemed to have manifested as a severe projection onto herself of very high standards and expectations. It felt as if she needed to prove that she deserved her life to live. Reflection questions. What did you learn about love from your parents? What did you learn about success, achievement, generosity, community, responsibility? How did these lessons follow you into adulthood? How did they allow you to survive your childhood, high school, and young adulthood? Did any of these thought patterns begin to interfere with achieving new goals or with relationships over time? Can you think of an example where you consciously developed a new attitude that was needed to get where you couldn't get before? Journal about your findings. Did you discover the root of a pattern of thinking or responding to certain situations? You may initially feel shame or guilt about your finding, but think of it as a data point or an observation. Yesterday, I discovered how past criticisms of my sister reflected a projection onto her and her husband, a judgment, related to my disappointment of the relationship with my now ex-husband. Feelings of guilt washed over me. I had to do something with those feelings, so I apologized to her for those decades-old comments. You don't have to do that. You may feel relief once you just get them out of your body and put them down on paper. Try this. Complexes are patterns of thinking and behaving that are neutral. They do not become negative or positive until you rely on them in a dysfunctional manner. Parental complexes reflect our most basic patterns of navigating the world around us, including relationships, because our parents or caregivers were our first role models. Sometimes there's good reason to blame our parents for lingering trauma. On the other hand, there's no need to assign blame to our parents for complexes that have become negative as we seek to find meaning and a road to transcending them. Journal about what may be happening in your body as you reflect on a complex. This might be a good time to pull out your image journal. Emotions can be difficult to process in words, and drawing your experience might be a good first step. As you journal or draw, is your body becoming hot? Is it shaking? Do you feel a big cry coming? Do you feel anxiety or fear? It's all good. A few words said at a pivotal moment in a child's life can cause trauma that gets trapped in a specific part of the body. If your memories are those of a positive nature, they are no less significant. Whatever you remember or feel, get it onto the page. This chapter helped you start identifying the patterns of thinking and behaving that might be getting in your way now. We'll learn more about how to use complexes to explore our unconscious in Chapter 20. I hope you enjoyed my reading of Chapter 13. We all have mother and father complexes, and sometimes they don't come from a literal father and mother, but other authority figure. Also, our complexes having to do with ideas about the feminine and masculine are not tied to gender. Parental complexes are some of the most powerful, and they often are the most useful to start with. So give it a try. Start with that question, what did I learn about love in childhood? Or plug in any other trait or characteristic or belief. See where it takes you. We're almost there to the methods section, but if you want to get there faster, purchase my book. Stay tuned for what comes next. There's a link in the description box to my website, deborahlukovich.com, where you can find more free content and check out my book. Thanks for listening and sharing with others who need my framework for self-reflection. Until next time. I'm your host, Deborah Lukovich, and you are listening to Dose of Depth podcast. To get updates on new episodes, my writing, and how I teach my clients to get to know that deeper part of themselves, go to deborahlukovich.com. Oh, and if you're not ready for a coach, learn what my clients know in my book, Your Soul is Talking. Are you listening? 5 Steps to Uncovering Your Hidden Purpose. You can check it out on my website or get it on Amazon.